today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
How often have you been asked to wait? How did you feel when you were told to wait? When someone tells you to wait, impatience starts knocking on the door. Most of us don't like to wait. We don't like to wait in line for our food. We don't like to wait behind others to get our cars repaired. We don't like to wait at traffic lights. We don't even like to stop at stop signs to wait for the other driver to pass. There's something about waiting that does not sit well with us. I'm sure we all know we need to exercise a little more patience. We live in a fast-forward world that does not like to pause for a moment. Waiting brings to life a rebellious nature that says, I don't feel like waiting. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, verses 8 through 11, it is written, Then he waited 7 days according to the time set by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. So Saul said, Bring a burnt offering and peace offering here to me. And he offered the burnt offering. Now it happened as soon as he had finished presenting the burnt offering that Samuel came and Saul went out to meet him, that he might greet him. And Samuel said, What have you done? Saul was commanded to wait 7 days to meet Samuel in Gilgal. During the wait, Saul's men were departing because of anxiety and fear as it related to the upcoming battle. Saul was instructed to wait but paid more attention to his men deserting him instead. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 7, it is written, As for Saul, he was still in Gilgal, and all the people followed him trembling. The people were in fear of the Philistine retaliation. Saul sinned by offering the sacrifice without priestly assistance. His focus was on what he saw. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 11, it is written, Saul said, When I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that you did not come within the appointed, and that the Philistines gathered together at Michmash, then I said, The Philistines will come down on me at Gilgal, and I have not made supplications to the Lord. Therefore I felt compelled and offered a burnt offering. Saul acted based on what he saw and not by faith. Have you ever acted based on what you saw and left faith out? Have you ever felt you waited the appointed time and now it was time for you to take matters out of God's hands and place them in yours? Saul was worried about everything around him and did not consider what God would do. Saul wished to possess absolute power, civil and sacred. Samuel had waited 7 days as a test of Saul's character and obedience to God, but Saul failed the test by taking the priestly office himself. Don't rush into matters that only God can handle today. Give them to him. Leave them there no matter how long you have to wait. He will come through. The wait is building your character. The wait is a test of your faith. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.